Support comes from the Arizona Inn, a Four Diamond, family-owned historic resort hotel and restaurant on Elm Street near the U of A. Information is at arizonainn.com.
Hello, everybody. I'm Tucson Weekly Executive Editor Jim Ninsel, and you're listening to Zona Politics here on 91.3 FM KXCI Community Radio. Hotel Congress is the centerpiece of Downtown Cool. It's where you're going to see rock stars, U.S. senators, and local artists all having breakfast together. And it's celebrating its 100th birthday this year. There's a big party starting at noon on Sunday, November 24th. Joining me to talk about Hotel Congress is entertainment director and my friend, David Slutz. David, welcome to Zona Politics.
Hi, Jim. Thanks for having me.
So tell us a little bit about what's on tap for this big centennial celebration.
Well, quite a few things. I mean, it's not just the Hotel Congress celebrating our 100th birthday. It's also Rialto, who is segueing into their 100th birthday.
200 years of celebration.
So 200 altogether. Right. But, I mean, there's several large cultural organizations that have anniversaries, and it was dreamt up that maybe we could all get together and celebrate together. The Symphony is their 91st, I think. Arizona Public Media is at their 70th. So all these organizations are getting together and going to celebrate Tucson and their cultural impact on the community. It should be a lot of fun.
So what are folks going to see if they come down to this party?
We have a couple lectures by noted Tucson historian Ken Scoville. We have Arizona Public Media is taking over the Club Congress and sort of making it their theater, and they're going to be showing a lot of great stuff about these organizations, things they've collected over the years about the cultural entities and some other cool stuff. And I believe they're debuting the 24 hours day in the life of Hotel Congress, which is pretty neat, at least I think so. And this is going to be this neat theater space. Across the street, Local First is taking over. They're another organization taking over the space and bringing their roadshow in and have live music there with Rich Hawkins. And on the plaza stage, we have the symphony bringing in brass quintet for a couple of shows. We have Carlos Azarte, we have mariachis, and then we're even going to have a talk with some of the stakeholders, Curtis McCrary from the Rialto and Richard and Shane O'Sernan, the owners of Hotel Congress, to sort of talk about some of this stuff. Everyone's joining in. Rialto is even doing programming there with some Latino films and stuff from the old days. I can't remember how it's, what is it?
Cine Mexico or something like
that? We should both know this. But it's great. It's going to be really cool. Oh, it'll come to me before the end of this. But everyone's participating. They're going to have a programming. It's going to be a full day of stuff. And I think we have a big birthday cake and a lot of free cake at the end of it.
Today, of course, Hotel Congress is the legendary center of Downtown Cool. But that has not always been the case. it opened 100 years ago, obviously. It was a big deal when
it first opened.
Right.
I mean, it was... It had hot and cold running water for all the genteel Eastern travelers that come off the train across the street. I mean, it was a big deal. I mean, there's a pioneer, the Santa Rita and the Hotel Congress. We're now the only one existing still, and we're still very active. The hotel still operates. But over the years, I mean, that's what it was. Three stories, 104 rooms until 1934 when our infamous fire happened and rooted out the Dillinger Gang, which is now parlayed itself into a little chunk of interesting Tucson history, which we celebrate with Dillinger Days every third week in January. And then it's set fairly static for the next 35, 40 years until the Rich and Shane and Osran took it over in 85. And since then, it's just been incredible.
It's kind of become a little bit of a flea bag, I think, when
as downtown became less, interesting as all these old downtowns. People started moving in. They started just renting rooms to just people to stay night after night. It was just a place and some hostel rooms in there. And it was a different joint, obviously. It was a decrepit downtown, and Hotel Congress went right with that.
Yeah, downtown was certainly in decline in those days as well. And I think one of the first things that happened under the new leadership was the creation of the Counter Club, which would eventually become Club Congress. Can you talk a little bit about that history?
Right. Gary Patch and his folks, I mean, he's sort of the instigator of that, created this place called the Counter Club, saw this great downtown space available, and Richard and Shano said, go for it. And they opened up this weekly counter club, which is an exotic nightclub in the heart of a risky downtown. And from there, it just took off, and it's not relented since. I mean, shortly thereafter, it changed to Club Congress. I can't tell you when and how that happened.
It was probably some good branding to go ahead and adopt that name for the hotel. I mean,
I think there might be. I don't know the marketing agency that was part of this place really thought too deeply of it. But yes, you're probably right.
Yeah, and you were just launching your own rock and roll career in those days, and
one of my favorite claims to fame is that Al Perry forever, and I think he still does, always talks about how he was the first live performer to play at Club Congress, which to many of us is a very important deal. I mean, this place has become, it's the most important live venue in Southern Arizona. I mean, it's we've nationally known. So Al took a lot of great pride in saying, I was the first guy to ever play on the stage. And I'd always have to correct him and let him know that, Al, you forgot who opened up for you that night. And of course, it was my dumb band, Vegas Kids, yeah.
Yeah, no kidding. Talk a little bit about the music scene in those days, the venues, the opportunities, and how Club Congress kind of started to fit into that.
Well, at the time, especially for the music that we've got our teeth on, the indie alternative music, the sort of the outlier marginalized stuff, we had Nino's. Occasionally you'd have...
Nino's was a steakhouse.
Nino's Steakhouse, yeah. And I can still remember when they tried to get around having under 21ers in there if they ate food, because you could do that if they did. So you'd see all these little goth kids with little baked potatoes in front of them, just they were forced to buy so they could come to these shows. It was pretty hilarious. But that was the place, for a while there. And there's just different spaces that open up. I mean, gosh, Tequila Mockingbird and Elkhorn Mall had to host stuff. There's no really great venue to rally around in those places. And Club Congress just sort of fit that bill, and the ownership sort of said, go for it, and just continued to support it. And it's thrived ever since. Dan Vinix came in shortly thereafter. He was sort of the impresario there to really had that art feel that he would be very challenging events and weird events and let anything go. And it really began getting his reputation in those early days in the late 80s.
And from there, it has really exploded. I mean, it has, as you said, club venue in Southern Arizona. And what have been some of your favorite shows you've seen over there?
Oh, God, there's so many. I mean, from the Feelies to looking back and thinking, oh, this No Doubt band's pretty good, to, everyone's been here, Nirvana and... I think the Chili Pepper, then, everyone's come through these doors. And most of my favorite shows are little bands with great shows, great nights, where the energy is just rocking and the place is just rocking. And then you see these bands move on to do bigger and better things. I mean, it's very hard for me to pick out specific little shows.
Yeah, I can.
Some of them I've played myself, So
30 years and it starts to blend together, right?
No question.
Link Wray, seeing some veterans in there, like Link Wray, has also been just an incredible experience.
Oh, fantastic. And watching the stage move around and how we keep changing the placement to get as much people in here as possible and knocking out walls until now we've pretty much cut off all the meat off the bone for the space of the place. So we're at the final maximum capacity for any space in here, which in turn has got us focused on building a new venue on the plaza. So.
Yeah, exactly. That's one of your latest developments is that stage you've got out there, and you've got some plans for more, if I understand things correctly.
That's right. We're very excited about the expansion. We have the people coming here. It's great to be able to have an outdoor venue. And I go to Austin all the time, which has worse weather than us, and they have a billion outdoor venues, and I can't believe we don't have more of this kind of thing. So it seemed like a natural. So many months that we have great weather outdoors, and this venue and this particular place seems to be a perfect fit.
If you're just joining us, this is Zona Politics. I'm your host, Jim Ninsel. We're talking to David Slutz, the entertainment director at Hotel Congress. They're going to have a big centennial party Sunday, September 24th, starting at noon. And talk a little bit, of course, Hotel Congress far more than just Club Congress. We've got the Cup Cafe. You mentioned kind of building out as much space as you can into the club portion, but you've done pretty much the same with the Cup side of things, it seems.
Well, the Cup began as the B&B. It was a little, another thing that Richard Shane Ostrand brought in, and it was a little tiny cafe, little space, and that was 88, 89, and so it's been growing and continuously operating 7 days a week, 365 a year, because it is a hotel. We have to keep it open, and it's been going since then. I mean, we're talking about 30 full years of this one restaurant and doing great stuff, and it's expanded and has a big patio, and we keep expanding that and wish we could have more space for it, too. It's just another big success here.
Lots of national accolades for the
Mean, best breakfast in the state, too. I mean, the best breakfast plate, their baked eggs, is Annley wins the best breakfast dish in the state. I'd be hard-pressed to say that's wrong.
It is certainly the home of my favorite breakfast in Tucson. And the hotel's been a big supporter of the arts and nonprofits and just about everything else in town, it seems.
Well, that's a big mission. I mean, you know, we like to be the what we call the cultural beacon of the Southwest, and it's been very important to us to be progressive and support all the arts and culture we're mi casa es su casa as far as we're concerned. If people have something, a great cause, something they need, we have a nice platform for it, and we really relish the opportunity to help out. It's really part of our mission here, for sure.
You have a Sidewinders reunion coming up, right?
Just as a side note, yes. So speaking of 30 years, yes, we have a 30-year anniversary of my band, the Sidewinders, is most popular, I guess, record called Witch Doctor. So yeah, it's a big deal for us.
You know, and imagine most KXCI listeners are surely familiar with the Sidewinders and the...
You'd be surprised.
And the Sand Rubies. Yeah, maybe they remember you as the Sand Rubies. It's possible. Who knows? Give us a little Wikipedia rundown for those who are not familiar.
Myself and Rich Hopkins put together a band back in the 80s. Got pretty good. Got a big record deal from RCA. We're fraught with so many issues in the business. We kept saying, gosh, we always dreamed we have problems like this, and we'd say that repeatedly, and finally got to us. We did lawsuit after lawsuit with publishers, and then finally with this other band called Sidewinders forcing us to change our name. We still plugged away and put out big records, and until 93 we broke up, but since then we've got back together several times, put out several more records, and we continue to persist, whether you like it or not.
And who's coming together for the reunion? Who's going to be on stage with you?
Myself and Rich, of course. We might have a couple surprises, but Ernie Mendoza has played a lot with us over the years on drums, and Dwayne Hollis, well known for his Greyhound soul work, but he's done a lot of great work with us recently as well. But we also expecting a couple of surprises.
Dwayne was a longtime employee of Tucson Weekly once upon a time.
That's right.
My home paper. I miss working with Dwayne. He was a great guy to have on board.
Yeah, he's great.
How does it feel to be playing with these guys again?
Oh, love it. We actually had this exact show in Phoenix this summer, and it was fantastic. Sold out fast, and decided based on that, we should try one in our hometown as well. So it's pretty cool. So we know what to expect, run through the record, and it's, you know, we haven't played a lot of these songs in a while, so at least we have one under our belt.
And that's coming up Friday, November 22nd.
That's correct.
And so this Friday.
At the Club Congress.
At the Club Congress.
You know, we had our first album. And it's funny because our first record, Quacha, we had a record release here that night in 1987 and here at the same club. So some things I just can't, you know, the gravity of this place is pretty tough for me, I guess. I can't leave.
So it would seem. What do you guys got coming up? You got your New Year's party all figured out?
Yeah, it's very interesting. We're having a New York thing, but we're also having our great big annual sellout giant party right in the middle of the Arizona Bowl giant downtown celebration. It's gonna be pretty exciting. They're taking the whole block party theme, setting it down all around us. We're going to fireworks off the roof of Hotel Congress. Hope we don't burn down another floor.
What? Maybe fireworks?
Something that happened. Fireworks?
Yeah, the closest I've ever seen to that at the hotel was that big watermelon toss.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, that was probably
sort
more
of opposite of fireworks.
Yeah, it'll have the same dramatic effect, except that you won't get splattered as much, I hope.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Yeah, but that's going to be a big night. That's going to be a crazy night. Yeah.
Anything else coming up between now and then besides this big centennial party you want to give a shout out to?
We're now in our really great season of just great shows. All the big giant events like Nightmare in Congress and Night of Living Fest and all these great events that we just had in the season. And it's such a great season. We now get to slide into and just focus on New Year's and Christmas and all the other stuff we do here.
Yeah, and including as long as I have you for a couple of minutes, the HoCo Festival, big thing you guys do, mm-hmm. do every Labor Day. Talk a little bit about what that's all about. And then also your new one, the Raza Fest.
Yeah, we have a couple. I mean, well, there's Agave Heritage Festival.
And Agave Heritage Festival.
One of our biggest. Yeah, it's become a juggernaut itself. It's a leading sort of a city of gastronomy is well represented in this one event. It's really terrific. And HoCo Fest is a thing I put together back in 2005 to celebrate the 20th anniversary of Club Congress. And then it just kept growing and growing. And now it's taken on under the leadership of Matt Baquette. It's just gone crazy. We had 17 venues. It's sort of a mini South by Southwest in some way. And it was so successful this year. We're just very excited about the future for that and what it means to the community. We're very passionate about it, but I think it has an important role going forward. And of course, then there's Raza Fest with a couple of folks, Sergio Mendoza and Camila Lara and Betsy DeSantin and myself put together, thinking there was room for this one really good Latin music based festival. And I think we had a great kickoff to it this year, and it's going to be a sustainable thing every year. And they're just festivals and music, and there's so much going on. Jim, it's crazy.
It is. It's nonstop. And you have activated that space, as they say in the consultant
yeah,
business.
I've activated.
Yes, you
yeah.
have.
Yeah.
So, big centennial celebration, Hotel Congress, Sunday, September 24th, starting at noon. All sorts of fun going on there.
And
across the street.
Family friendly things and everything. Yeah.
Plaza.
Really, it's free.
I think it's Cine yeah. Plaza that
Cine
we were,
Plaza.
Cine
Plaza,
Plaza
old,
that we
you.
Were trying to think of earlier in the
I
program.
Knew we'd get to it.
That's going on across the street at the Rialto. So it's 200 no, I think almost 350 years of celebration.
Well,
taking
okay,
place between
291 361 years of celebration.
300.
I'm adding up all the.
We're going way back to the founding of Tucson. My thanks, David Slutz, Entertainment Director at Hotel Congress, filling us in on their big 100th birthday coming up and a whole lot else going on there. Thank you, David.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me on.
And this has been Zona Politics. Thank you all for listening. Thanks to Bridget Thum, our producer, and all the folks here at KXCI that keep us on the air. And we'll be back next week.
Zona Politics is made possible with the generous support of The Loft Cinema, Tucson's independent movie theater. The Loft features independent, foreign, and documentary films, cult classics, discussions with filmmakers, and much more, including the Loft Film Fest in November. The Loft is located at 3233 East Speedway Boulevard. Showtimes can be found at loftcinema.org.